This is ESPN New York Tonight. Here's Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer.
Oh, we got so much to talk about. I hope we have enough time. Plus, we have another region to break down in GOAT Madness. Next. 1-800-919-3776. That's the number to join our conversation here on ESPN New York Tonight. You can also hit us up on X, formerly Twitter, at Hardesty ESPN, at Gordon Damer, at ESPN NY. 98_7FM, hello with Harvey and Joe. We ride until midnight on 98.7 ESPN. Hey, Gordon Damer.
Larry Hardesty, how you feeling, my friend?
Gordon, I didn't know where I was for a couple of minutes tonight.
Uh-oh.
I walked in, I turned on the TV to watch Rangers Devils.
Yeah.
And I thought, instead of TNT, it was on ESPN Classic. Because there were five fights 2 seconds in.
Yeah,
I was
they were
like,
getting
yes.
after each other, huh?
Yes.
Just like old times.
Oh, I loved it. Loved it. That's what I'm talking about. I understand the hockey fan, the politically correct hockey fan, is above that. We don't want any fighting that takes away from the game. I get it. But Gordon, I got to tell you, five pairs of guys going at it. With 2 seconds, 2 seconds to start, 2 seconds into the game, Gordon, I loved it.
I don't think there are any politically correct hockey fans. I think every hockey fan loves it.
I loved it. Oh, yeah. It was great. It was great. And then to find out that, you know, because it was an additional one, they all were thrown out of the game. I was like, wow. You didn't know that before you started fighting?
Yeah. It's like a battle royal. You're right over the top rope and right, you're gone. You're out of here.
Exactly. So, nice win for the Rangers. Sorry, Harvey. It was a big game. The Devils, you know, showed me something. They fought back and, you know, had a chance, but not so much tonight. So, the Rangers find a way to win another one.
It feels like it's a special year for the Rangers. Now, it's going to be determined on how it ends, but
yes. It
just kind of feels like they just always kind of find another gear here. So a big win tonight for them. Come back, get that win.
Yes.
Keep rolling. Moving
keep rolling.
Closer to the President's Trophy.
Yeah.
Everything's right in front of them.
And another big win for the Yankees this afternoon. Gordon Damon, a little come from behind action, little reach for the antacids in the ninth inning.
Yeah.
You know, in the 10th inning, little, you know, we had the lead, it's 4-2, and then what happened? But you got it right back. So, listen, if I said to you that Carlos Rodon would go into the 6th inning and give up 2 runs, you would take that every day and twice on Sunday.
Absolutely. That's kind of what you're hoping for. And his velocity, as I said to you, that was something that concerned me after the first start. I thought his velocity was a lot better today. Now, I did feel like it kind of relied on the fastball a little bit too much, but that's a nitpick. I'm not going to nitpick the second start of the season. If you would have told just about any Yankee fan, I'm not going to say every Yankee fan, but if you had told just about any, I'll say this, if you had told any rational Yankee fan, your first 7 games are going to be a road trip to Houston and Arizona, and you're going to come home 6-1 on that road trip with no Gerrit Cole, you would sign for that every single day of the week and twice on Sunday.
No question about it. You would. And we had an Aaron Judge sighting today.
Just when you were starting to think, well, yeah, Soto's been great, and Cabrera's been great, and Volpe's been great. But Judge really hasn't done anything. Well, today Judge joined the party. Yeah, he joined the party today. First home run of the season.
Yeah.
3 ribbies on the day. Nice little come from behind win. I guess, yeah, it was come from behind, right?
It was.
They were trailing early. Blew a couple of leads. Frustrating outing for Clay Holmes.
Yes.
But got the job done. That's all that matters.
I will say this. Alex Verdugo really knows how to admire a home run. That's called admiring your work, boy.
Yeah.
That's admiring your work. Ooh, it's a good thing it's new baseball, because otherwise somebody would have had to pay for that, Gordon Damer.
Well, look, I mean, baseball players are psychos.
Yeah, they are.
So that will be remembered. I don't know when the Yankees are going to play the Diamondbacks again, or when Verdugo might play the Diamondbacks again. Who knows? But nothing is ever forgotten. You see guys get hit with a pitch by a pitcher who was on a different team at the time of an incident 3 years ago, and they're still ticked off. So I'm sure that something will happen as a result of that.
No question about it. Gordon, let's talk some top stories, shall we?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Let's stick with a little baseball. Well, listen, kudos to the Mets, who did the right thing today by raining this game out early. Don't even come to the ballpark. Don't leave your house. We are not playing. Great job recovering from what you did yesterday. And they were busy, Gordon, with two starting pitchers on the injured list. Mets added a veteran free agent. Julio Teheran is now a member of the Mets and ready to pitch whenever they need to insert him in the rotation, which could be when the Mets need a fifth starter in Atlanta during a four-game series. Just what, Gordon, just what I need. A struggling Met team with injured pitching, no hitting, rolling into Atlanta with low confidence. Oh, I can't wait for that series, Gordon.
What could possibly go wrong? Well, that just tells you how hard and long it was raining today. Not even the Mets could find a window to play a game today. So that tells you that it was raining all day.
By the way, Gordon, Mets, 15 games in 14 days, starting with the doubleheader against the Tigers tomorrow. Oh, baby. It gets no better than this.
Is it supposed to rain tomorrow, though? Or is it supposed to be clear tomorrow?
No, it's supposed to rain early. It's supposed to rain early, so we'll see what happens. By the way, Steve Cohen spoke. We'll share that with you inside this edition of ESPN New York Tonight. Talk a little football news, Gordon. The Bills traded Stephon Diggs to the Texans. They're getting a 2025 second-round pick, a 2024 sixth-rounder, and a 2025 fifth-rounder. And this is quoting Brandon Bean of the Bills, the GM. This is by no means the Bills giving up on trying to take a step back or anything like that. Everything we do, we're trying to win, and we're going to continue to do that. Gordon, that's not what this looks like.
Well, look, it's incomplete. It's incomplete right now. Now, trading away Diggs, a player of his caliber, is a step back for the time being. I think clearly they are going, and I think this might be really good news for the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
If the Giants are a team that sees the landscape and says to themselves, well, we'd really like to be able to trade down from six, but all the quarterbacks are going to be gone. Well, maybe the Bills might be one of those teams that looks to move up to get one of these stud wide receivers. I think that they're clearly going to be one of the teams that's moving up and looking to land a wide receiver who's as close to NFL ready as a rookie can be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they have some pass catchers there, but I think this was two things. I think that the cap situation in Buffalo probably didn't help, but Diggs was not happy.
No.
He was always complaining about something. He wasn't getting the ball enough for whatever reason. So here's the good news for the Jets, too. This could be an opening for you.
Yeah,
I keep hearing all these Jet fans, we can win the division. We can win. All right, the Bills just traded away their number one wide receiver who has been sensational since he got there.
Yeah. It's an opening. It's an opening. Speaking of openings, remember Joe Judge?
I do remember Joe Judge.
He's joined Lane Kiffin and the Ole Miss football staff, Gordon.
Oh,
Kiffin,
okay.
Kiffin is surrounding himself apparently with coaches who previously served under Nick Saban. Well, mm-hmm. Judge did from 09 to 11 when he coached special teams. So, you know, now he's got another opportunity to get some work, which is always important.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Gase has never surfaced.
No,
Adam
still.
Adam Gase never surfaced. Is he still getting paid by the Jets? I don't think so still,
I hope
right?
not. I hope not. It's been a while.
It's amazing. You see guys get second chances, third chances, fourth chances. Guys who are head coaches who get knocked down to an assistant coach or a positional coach.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen that guy again.
Never see him.
Never.
Not this guy. No. People are scared.
Yeah.
That meme keeps going around. Like, I don't want anybody with that guy. Yeah, plus, the other thing of him sitting on the bench looking at the offense and the whiteboard while the game is going on.
Right, the game is going on. Yeah. Aren't you the head coach? Shouldn't you be, like, taking some of this in? Nah, I got my whiteboard.
It would be nice. LSU's Angel Reese, Gordon, declaring for the WNBA draft, quoting Reese, "I want to start at the bottom again. I want to be a rookie again and build myself back up. I want to be knocked down and learn to grow at the next level." So Angel Reese is going to the NBA. It'll be interesting to see where she lands and what an influence
she can have. Do we know who has the second pick in the WNBA draft?
Who's that?
I don't know. Do we know who has? Has that been determined as of yet?
I don't know if it has been.
Hopefully, it's a bigger market than India. They have to figure out. I don't care what they have to do, what rule they have to pull out of their hats or whatnot. They cannot put Caitlin Clark this phenomenon, this ratings bonanza. They've been given a gift from heaven. You mm-hmm. can't put that in Indiana. I'm sorry.
No. I hear you. You are correct. Can you believe this, Gordon? Jerry West is elected to the Hall of Fame for the third time. Now, according to Woj, West's latest election coming as a contributor to the game. He's 85. He's been previously inducted into the Hall of Fame as a player in 1979. Mm-hmm. As a member of the 1960 U.S. Olympic team in 2010, he's still the logo of the league. I mean, can't we just put little added stuff to the bust that's already there? What are we gonna, is he going to have three busts in there now?
Yeah, can't you leave the man alone? Maybe he's honored. It feels like when you buy an album of a group that you really liked back in the day, and then you bought another album, and it was all the same songs on it. You didn't realize it, and it's all the same. Why do we have to? What are we doing? He's already in the Hall of Fame. What do I need to go a third time for?
And he's going to be back, and then they're going to bring him in a fourth time for taking the slings and arrows of winning time. Because he couldn't have been that bad.
He wasn't that bad.
So he's going to get him for a fourth time, too. Probably get an Academy Award for something of that nature. Gordon, I think we're going to have to slot in our top stories a betting line story that's always going to pop up.
I love it.
Louisiana bans prop bets on college players starting August 1st. Louisiana Gaming Control Board Chairman Ronnie John said his group began working on the order, quoting, weeks ago, well ahead of the NCAA's call for action on college proposition bets, end of quote, and cited the need to, quote, protect the integrity of sports betting as well as the safety and integrity of college athletes, end of quote.
All right, so you're going to have to find, if you want to do that, you have to find a bookie. Like, they realize that illegal gambling is, if they did it with a legal gambling site, it would be easier to shine a spotlight on it and notice the betting trends or irregularities in the betting trends.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hopefully they would be smart enough to use a bookie anyway, so it's all under the table, but I think this is one of those things that politicians do to make themselves look good or they think makes them look good, but this is not going to have any impact at all.
And still, even if you use the bookie, Gordon, does it prohibit players, Gordon, from betting on themselves?
No.
To say, you know, I'm going to play. Right. I'm playing under minutes or over minutes or prop or whatever. It still doesn't solve the problem of the integrity.
Nope.
That's still the issue.
Yep.
No matter who's putting the bet in, the integrity of the game is the question here.
Right. And now it's going to be under the cloak of darkness, right? Like, you're not going to know where it is.
Yes. Absolutely. Last one, Gordon, by the way, you know, not only we know OG Anunoby and Julius Randle are not playing tomorrow night. Josh Hart wrist, Mitchell Robinson ankle injured listed on the injury report as questionable tomorrow night. Home game Sacramento.
Not what you need.
No, and not what you want to hear.
Not what you want to hear at this time of year. At this time of year, you want to find out about guys coming back. You don't want to be finding out about losing more guys.
Mm-mm. Not what you want. Especially Josh Hart, who plays 107 minutes every game.
Right. I mean, just in terms of bulk, that's the guy you need.
Absolutely. Those are some of the stories we'll chat about inside this edition of ESPN New York tonight. Phones are open, 1-800-919-3776. Want to hear from you about the Yankees. Want to hear from you about the Mets. Want to hear from you about the Knicks. Nets won tonight. Want to hear from you. And I also want to hear from the Ranger and Devil fans. Gordon, if you are at the game tonight, I want to hear from you. Give me your feeling of the 2 seconds in. We got five fights on the ice. Oh, it was great. It was great. And, of course, at the top of the hour, Gordon, we have an update on movement.
Yes.
In the regions.
On Goat Madness,
Madness. Oh, we're busy. We're ESPN busy. New York tonight on 98.7 ESPN.
This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
And everybody is on their feet. The gloves are dropped. We've got a line brawl. Jimmy Vesey and It looks like Curtis Lazar at the center red line. Meanwhile, Rempe and McDermott drop the gloves outside the circle. Goodrow has picked up Kevin Ball. Jacob Trouba has picked up Chris Tierney. And back in the Rangers zone, you've got Keandre Miller and John Marino. The main event is just beyond the New Jersey blue line.
Oh, boy. Keandre Miller is beating the daylights out of Marino.
And there are not enough stripes to get a hold of everybody.
Do you hear the... Do you hear, the joy in Dave Maloney's voice?
Yes, of course.
Oh, Alex Files,
I didn't feel
Dave
like you
Maloney.
Wanted to say daylights either. I don't know. It's just me.
Alex Files, Dave Maloney with the call right here on 98.7 ESPN. 2 seconds into it, you knew it was coming. Okay, you knew it was coming, Gordon. Everybody's been talking about it.
Right. You put guys out there for the start of things. You know,
exactly.
You know what you're going to get.
Exactly. And they did not disappoint. And, you know... And of course, now that's kind of burying the lead because the Rangers had a 2-0 lead, then they're down 3-2, and then mm-hmm. they come back and win, and they come back and they win, so they get a win in that situation. And once again, Gordon, look, you and I are not sitting here watching every second of every puck movement for this Rangers team, but when you watch them, even when you just jump in occasionally and watch them, first of all, Panarin is unbelievable, especially this season. And number two is they are so good with on special teams with the man advantage. They're really good. They spread the puck around. They move they do a great job.
Well, look, it's been a magical run this regular season, but as we talk about when you're a Ranger team that's been on the cusp here of having high expectations and doing big things, You want to accomplish all the goals you can, I guess, but at the end of the day, President's Trophy, 100 and whatever points they have now, all that's meaningless if they don't go on a deep run to a Stanley Cup final.
Mm-hmm. You're right. It's no question. It's a great regular season, but now you have risen the expectations for you to go deep into this postseason. And, you know, that's a lot of pressure on this team.
And it's not just this year. It's like it's been building to this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you feel like you made the coaching change for this reason, and mm-hmm. it's paid dividends already. And we will see.
We'll see. And, if I'm a Ranger fan, I need Shesterkin to be a bit more steadier than he was tonight. You know, I just do. Mm-hmm. I'm a little concerned. I mean, he's been playing well. You know, everybody's due a bad game. I get it. But, you know, once you have that 3-2 lead, Gordon, you have a 2-0 lead. You kind of don't want to let them back. You've got all the emotion. You're in your building. Mm-hmm. You're rolling. You won the fights. You don't want to let them back in. And, you know, they end up tying the game. So, nevertheless, they won. So, that's the bottom line.
And I know that there's been a lot of talk of we don't want to face the Lightning. Or maybe they do want to face the Lightning. That's not coming from the players or the coach or the organization. Mm-mm. The organization's taking care of what they can control. Right, yep. I would think that that's what they're going to focus on from this point forward. They're not worried about the Lightning or the Capitals or whoever it might be that they face in the opening round. They're they're trying to win as many games and secure as many points as they can before. I mean, the playoffs are what?
A couple of weeks.
2 weeks away.
Yeah, a couple of weeks away.
Doesn't feel like it outside, but
I know. Feels like
just
football.
Just as well, they're not having those outdoor games right now, Larry.
Right
that
now,
would be a
no.
real issue.
It would be the ice would be mm-hmm. melted. It would not be working. It would be really rough, really rough. 1-800-919-3776. Tommy's in Connecticut. Tommy, start us off on ESPN New York tonight.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Tommy.
Feeling good after a big Rangers win. That was some old school hockey we watched.
I know.
So I think I made the point before, but I'll make it again. I don't care about the President's Trophy, but it's just the fact that the Carolina Hurricanes will not go away. That these points are important. You know, with six games left, and Laviolette's going to play his guys. I mean, he's made it known. You know, he's like the Tom Thibodeau of hockey. Like, no, I play to win every game.
Well, Tommy, that's what you want, right? Especially when,
if
you're trying to secure a spot.
That's what you want to watch or listen to every night.
Absolutely. That's what you want. Thanks for the phone call. You want your coach to put your guys in there. Now, you know, and you're praying that nobody gets hurt or anything, but you want them to be You want them to be ready. You want them to have that edge going into the postseason, Gordon. You want them to be on that, you know, with that same mindset. You want the chemistry to be rolling. You want everything to be as good as possible going in. And, you know, they are in a kind of similar situation as the Knicks because they've got some folks that are injured that they expect to be back. So they want to get as many points. And look, I know depending on the sport, it really doesn't matter. You have your debates and everything. But for me, Gordon, if I'm in the postseason and I got to play a game seven, I want it in my building. I want it in right. my building. And so if you can find a way to get your, you know, the most points and get the home ice, home court, whatever we're talking about, home field advantage, mm-hmm. that's what you got to do.
Yeah, it's just you want it right now, but there has to be a part of you if you're a hockey fan. You realize it a thousand times it doesn't feel like it ever comes back to – like the two seasons are so different that mm-hmm. – you could have home ice. You could have this record. You could have President's Trophy. It almost feels like the President's Trophy is like the most meaningless trophy you could possibly have because it just doesn't – you would think that having that number one seed would really kind of carry you at least deep into things. I know it didn't last year, and I know it's been a while since anybody with that President's Trophy won a cup. So, but you handle what you can handle when you can handle it, right? You can't worry about the matchup or game sevens or anything right now. Just go out there and play as well as you can and win as many games as you can.
By the way, Gordon, the LA Sparks have the second pick.
Oh, well, that's perfect.
In the WNBA.
They got to figure out a way to – who has the third pick? Do we know who has the pick? Did the Liberty factor into the – what they have to do, they got to figure out a way – much like back in the day with Bird and Magic, mm-hmm. where they got to put one in a big city on the East Coast and mm-hmm. one in a big city in the West Coast. You can't have a bigger city than L.A. So they got that part of it handled.
Yep, that's right. That's right. So there you go.
They got half of it. You can't put Caitlin Clark in Indiana.
Well, they didn't.
No, come on. You got to figure out a way. I don't know what you got to do.
She's in L.A.
Find some bylaw or some cockamamie thing that you could throw out there and, oh, well, this year it's a different thing. And
yes.
Force the Indiana team to trade her to someplace else. I don't care mm-hmm. what you got to do. You can't put her in Indiana.
No, can't be in Indiana. So, you know, they have the Spark, which is amazing that the Sparks, who won the championship, have the number two pick.
Okay.
Indiana's number one, LA's two, Chicago's three.
Chicago might work.
Uh-huh. Dallas is – there's another LA team is four. Dallas is five.
There's two LA teams in the WNBA?
Let me look here.
It's very LA confusing. Two. Finding all this stuff out.
Yeah, it is.
Well, look, I think the
– Oh, no, I'm sorry. They have – the Sparks have two of the top five picks, so they pick twice.
Okay.
In the top five. So they have, so, you know, Indiana's
one. So maybe
one.
What the Sparks have to do is they got to trade 2 and 5 for number one.
Right. Yeah.
So Indiana then you has, get, yeah. and then you got to figure out a way to get Chicago to 2.
Right.
And then you're good.
Yeah. But if
like
I'm Indiana.
It's like that whole story about you trade a paperclip and you end up with a house, like you keep improving the trade each way along.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana mm-hmm. has to get screwed on this somehow. It's just the way it has to happen. You can't put a superstar like Caitlin Clark in Indiana.
Yeah, but if you're Indiana, you're trying to get fans in the seats. You're not.
I know, but you're the league.
You're
the league is never.
Pick.
The league is in a spot right now where they have at least the potential. Now they could squander it, but they mm-hmm. have at least the potential to raise the profile of that league to a height that has never been seen before.
Right. Right.
And I think if you put her in Indiana. I think you're squandering it. It's like Michael Kay says, you can't put a Picasso in the garage. Is mm-hmm. it Picasso? Michelangelo? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
One of them.
You can't put a masterpiece in the garage. You don't
right.
do that.
Right. No, you don't. But they might.
We can't be heard in Indiana, right? Nobody's listening to us.
Oh, no. Come on. The app. The app, baby.
Ah, that's fine.
The app goes everywhere. The app is bound by nothing. You know? People
like
are,
if this were the WWE, they would not allow a premier talent to be wasted when the cameras weren't on.
Right.
Right? They mm-hmm. would make sure that, that even if the person was new, however, we got to maximize the potential draw here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
What do I know? Nobody's asked my opinion, Larry.
Well, not recently.
No, not around here. Not around here. Opinions not needed, Larry. Opinions are not asked for, not required, not anything.
And not given. And you're
oh,
not
no, opinions
anymore.
Are given. No, opinions are given this way. That, uh-huh. there's a street named after the opinions. One way, Larry. They go one way.
To you, not from you.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
I don't... opinions not required. Like jacket not required,
yeah.
tie not required, yes. opinions not required.
Well, I have opinions.
Right.
You know.
And your opinions can keep each other company, right?
Yeah, yeah, we do. Yeah.
Yeah,
we share them with each other.
Exactly. Exactly.
When we return, we'll update you. There's some movement in Goat Madness. You'll hear about it next on 98.7 ESPN. Region exposure.